The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, we all know those keep off the grass and no ball game signs that we see when we're out and about. But did you know that they can have a negative impact on the mental health of children? New research says that a lack of outdoor areas for children to play in can lead to emotional problems down the line. Well, I'm joined by the author of the study, Professor Helen Dodd of the University of Exeter. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. So what did you set out to discover? What was the reason for taking the project on in the first place?
Yeah, so we've been interested for a long time in the relationship between children's outdoor play and their mental health. So we were lucky enough to be able to work with a data set called Growing Up in Scotland, which is a big data set of children growing up in Scotland. And that data set has in it information about children's outdoor play when they were 2, 3 and 4 years old, and information about those children's mental health when they're 4, 5, 6 and 8 years old. So what we did was have a look at how much outdoor play are children getting when they're 2, 3, 4 years old? And how does that relate to what happens to their mental health over those early years of childhood from age 4 through to age 8?
So when you see a sign that says no ball games, the impact of that is the fact that you're not actually getting on the grass and playing. It's not that the sign is giving you negative information. Or how does it work? How does the impact of that sign work?
So what we found was that the more that children are playing outdoors when they're 2, 3, 4 years old, the more likely it is that they have a healthy trajectory of mental health across childhood. So that's what we want children to have, right? We want them to have low mental health symptoms, happy, healthy childhood. So we need to think about how do we get more 2, 3, 4 year old children playing outdoors, and actually older children as well. But this research is particularly focused on young children. And just thinking about all the things that exist that invite us to be outdoors and play, and all the things that exist that suggest actually that's not where you should be. You shouldn't be making a noise. You should be inside. You should be quiet. And the kind of keep off the grass signs, the no ball game signs, those are an example of things we have in our communities, which kind of indicate to children and families that play isn't welcome, that they shouldn't be playing outdoors, that they shouldn't be there. When actually what we're seeing in our research is the more that children are playing outdoors, the better their mental health is. So instead of saying no ball games or keep off the grass, we should be saying, please play here. Please use this space. Please come. You know, everybody's welcome. Let's get outdoors. Let's play, because it's good for kids and for families.
And you say that these signs have almost become like a habit for developers and for planners.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the research isn't about the signs themselves, but when we, you know, if you look around, like some of these signs are very old. They've been there for a very long time. But I know there are examples near where I live where it's fairly new housing and those signs are going up. And it is, yeah, it just seems to be something which has kind of become embedded in our culture and the way that we plan and use space. And so we'd really be encouraging developers to think differently and think about actually how can you create spaces that are really welcoming for children to be outdoors, and say, you know, this is a space for you. And it's not just about a play area. Play areas are brilliant. Young children and families use playgrounds a lot. And we want those to be, you know, well designed, easily available, well maintained. But often families just need to play really close to where they live, just outside, you know, on the grass. If you're in a cul-de-sac, just being able to play, you know, just outside your house. And so we want to remove those barriers to them doing that. Yeah. So can developers and can local authorities actually take a different approach and think, how do we encourage people outdoors?
Reading your research this morning, I was reminded of a story a friend of mine told me recently, where her children and the neighbour's children all played outside in the green area on their estate with a ball when they were about 9 or 10. And their ball hit off some neighbour's fancy car, and the neighbour called the Gardaí, the police. And after that incident, they got such a fright that they never played outside again together. The ball game stopped. So I suppose it shows us the impact that adults can have with our rules and regulations and what we object to on the entire trajectory of the outdoor activity of that child.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's such a sad story, isn't it? If you think about all the benefits that are happening for those kids when they're playing outdoors. So they're connecting with each other, you know, building those relationships, having that opportunity to be social. They're physically active. Our research is showing that outdoor play is good for kids' mental health. Like, these are all things we want for our children. We want them to be active, to be healthy, to be happy, to be socially connected. And in that space where you play just outside your house, that's like, you do that every day, you know, so it really is, you know, it really adds up over time in terms of what those benefits are. And I think we've kind of lost our way a little bit when our concern is more about a car than it is that group of children's health and happiness.
Well, we need to be more aware of the benefits, don't we? The connection between good mental health and outside play. And I'm not sure we've made that connection, certainly not nowadays.
No, that's it. And that's, I guess, why we feel like this kind of research is really important, is it kind of feels obvious that play is good for kids, but we somehow seem to have forgotten. And obviously, there's a lot of focus on children being on screens and indoors too much. But the antidote to that is them being outdoors and playing. But we need there to be the environments that are there and welcome them if that's what we want for them to do. So we're quite quick to blame children, oh, they only want to be on screens, or to blame parents. But if at the same time we're saying, oh, no, they can't play there, they can't make a noise, they can't do this, you know, what is it that they're supposed to be doing? So it's really important that we remember that for children, being outdoors and playing is like their natural habitat. That's what they should be doing. It's what's good for them. And what can we do to make that really, really positive and happening as much as possible for kids?
The other side to this, which I assume has an impact as well, is that as parents, we are a little more cautious, aren't we, about allowing our children to go free range with their play?
Yeah, absolutely. So lots of the work that I do actually is about that. And, you know, we tend to let children go out by themselves when they're a bit older now than we did kind of in the age that we would have gone out by ourselves. And we're more likely to track where they go and those kinds of things. And we are a bit more worried about kids. But I think part of that is that we're missing this important stepping stone, which is the sort of doorstep local play. So often that's when kids first play sort of without direct supervision, is like on the green space outside where you live or at the local park. And if children aren't getting those kind of really close to home, local opportunities to have that freedom and to kind of gradually transition to being more independent, then it feels like a bigger deal, doesn't it, to let them go all the way to town by themselves or something.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's easier as a parent to let your child do something gradually. And part of that gradual stuff is like just playing on the street, playing in the local park. And if there are signs there saying you can't do that, then they're missing out on that.
And just to, so we're really clear on the link, there is a direct correlation, isn't there, for each additional day that a child plays outdoors when they're at that critical age that you've mentioned, 2, 3 and 4, and how healthy they're going to be, their mental health will be when they're an older child.
Yeah. So our research showed that for every extra day on an average week that a child is playing outdoors, that it can increase the likelihood that they have a healthy mental health trajectory across their childhood by up to 14%. So for every extra day, then there's 14% more likelihood that they'll be in that healthy category in terms of their mental health across childhood. So it's quite substantial. It's quite, you know, it's quite important.
Fiona has been in touch with us, Helen, to say that she thought those signs were a UK thing. Fiona lived in the UK for 10 years. I'm back home now a while, but I'm still nervous about walking on the grass in Ireland. I do think that they are here too, and our listeners might tell us if they have spotted them. But also, even if the signs aren't there, it's about what our environment looks like, particularly around newer estates and housing developments. And, you know, we hear this all the time about there not just not being enough physical space for children to play. It's become an oversight as housing demands increase.
Yeah. So there has to be enough physical space, and there has to be, there's a thing we call an invitation to play. So something that suggests to children, this is a space for you. You can use it for play. And also really importantly is thinking about that design of those, you know, particularly new developments. Like, how are children going to get around? Can they navigate these places by themselves? Do they have to cross a busy road? Because if they do, immediately that becomes a huge barrier and children won't do it. So thinking about you know, how do kids get from one place to another? How do they get to a friend's house? How do they get to those open spaces, to the playground? Are they well linked so that a child can navigate them themselves and feel safe doing so? And interestingly, when you create space like that that works well for children, it works well for everybody. So for older adults as well, for people who are disabled, like nobody misses out on things being really accessible and easy to follow when they're being good footpaths, right?
Helen, thank you very much for joining us. Professor Helen Dodd from the University of Exeter. Now,
the Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.